is a very recognizable name in our listening area, our KFGO listening area. He is a state legislator from Elbow Lake, Minnesota. He's been representing West Central Minnesota for many years down in St. Paul, first as a state representative, currently as a state senator. But Senator Westrum today made it official that he is trying to take his next step in his political career, and that is wanting to go to Washington, D.C. to represent Minnesota's massive 7th District. He has announced he will take on Colin Peterson for that seat in the 2014 elections. We welcome into the program now Tori Westrum from Elbow Lake, Minnesota. Senator Westrum, congratulations on your announcement today, and welcome to the Mike McFeely Show.
Hey, Mike, thank you. Good to be with you.
So tell us about why you want to do this. What, that basic question I always ask all candidates, why?
Well, Mike, for a variety of reasons, but it really boils down to Congress is in a dysfunctional state. You can't change the dysfunction if you don't change the people at the table. The debt ceiling that has gone out of control, that the refusal to balance a budget and stop the spending that's gone on has to change. We all know that the debt ceiling can't continue to be raised as a way and a method to keep running our government into the future. And those are some key issues that are very important to me. Lastly, the Obamacare issue is strangling businesses, strangling families, putting them in a very tough position, and it's not what we were told it was going to be. And those are major issues that need to be addressed and aren't being dealt with in Washington right now. And that's a major reason for me getting in the race.
Well, and I saw one of your comments about the Obamacare, Senator Westrum, and I wanted to ask you about that because Colin Peterson, your opponent, has not voted for Obamacare. He was opposed to Obamacare. So how do you, as a Republican, make that an issue against somebody who has stayed away from President Obama's signature legislation?
Well, Mike, unfortunately, he was right in 2010 when he did vote against it, but he's voted for it multiple times or to keep it in place multiple times since then. And so he has decided differently or hung with his party leadership and the president to keep this in place. And you can't be against something and then do everything you can to not repeal it or not reform it or not stop it. And so his change of heart since 2010 is a problem.
How do you get a farm bill passed in Washington, D.C.? That's a major issue for those folks who you represent now in St. Paul and who you would represent in Washington, D.C., Senator Westrum. How do you get a farm bill passed in this dysfunction?
Well, first of all, maybe it means you have to change players at the table. Like anything, you can't expect something different if you use the same recipe. But on the bigger question, I think that is a complex issue. It's easy to be Monday morning armchair quarterback on issues, but I think ultimately you have to find ways to bridge partisan divides. And we have to do the same thing in St. Paul in the legislature there. And you've got to find common interests and also be persuasive in convincing other members that even though they maybe don't have a direct stake in it, everybody's got a stake in a farm bill and a strong ag sector in our state and country. And so those are all, you know, there's multifacets to passing a farm bill.
Did you support the splitting of the farm bill that the House did to split originally the ag side of it from the nutrition side of it?
Well, as I've said elsewhere, this is my first day in the campaign, so I'm not going to get deep into policy. And
you're just getting started.
The campaign is less than 4 hours old, but you know, if that's what it takes to get it passed, ultimately the two versions or the two parts of the bill go to conference committee. The conference committee, just like in Minnesota, they can remarry them and rejoin them. And I would guess that's what's going to happen. If that's what it takes to get it through the House, that's what you got to do, because they didn't get it through as one. And so if splitting it is the creative way to get it done, you got to be creative. You got to be willing to push the envelope a little bit and find creative or new ways to get things done if the old way isn't working.
I know you're on a tight schedule, so I'll ask you one more question before I let you go. But is it daunting to take on somebody like a Colin Peterson, who has been so successful in his runs for Congress? He's won all of his elections by healthy margins. Is that daunting for you? And how do you do that? How do you beat this guy after all these years?
Well, certainly it is for anybody, and there's no sugarcoating that. But Mike, I represent 8 of the counties in the 38 counties that make up the 7th district. I'm right in the center of the district geographically, and with my current Senate district, it's a very much a microcosm of the whole district. It's strong ag. It's larger rural communities, small rural communities. I grew up on a dairy farm. I grew up on in agriculture. I have a great experience there. And so those are messages and issues that we're going to bring to the people. And a lot of people think that he voted against Obamacare, but they don't know he's voted 6-7 times to not repeal it in the since. And so those are issues that we're going to have to make sure people are aware of, because you can't be against something and then do nothing to repeal it or change it. And so those are some big concerns I have. And in talking to people that are being affected by Obamacare right now, it's a major issue right now.
Senator Westrum, thank you. Again, congratulations on your announcement. Good luck in the campaign, and I'm sure that we'll be talking again as we get closer to the election, okay?
Hey, thank you, Mike. Thanks for your interest and to all the listeners.
You bet. Tory Westrum, he is a Republican from Elbow Lake, Minnesota.